ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You're listening to the program Bridge on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Al-Musavi.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to the program Bridge, where we look at the supplication of Al-Imam Zainul Abidin in As-Sahifa As-Sajjadiyya. Number 8. It's a beautiful supplication. We are still looking at the title, and we are still looking at the word isti'adha, or to seek refuge. 5 pillars. We spoke about 2 of them. We spoke about isti'adha, and we spoke about al-musta'id, which is the servant himself who seeks isti'adha. And the point I want to mention here again is that unless a person puts himself in a state of servitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, him seeking refuge in Allah will be, I wouldn't say fruitless, but would be less fruitful. So it would not give as much as it should unless a person completely puts himself in that mental state that he's in absolute need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The third pillar that we need to consider when it comes to isti'adha, al-musta'adhu bih. Okay, the one that we seek refuge in. And this is sometimes something that it just skips my brain, and I just a'udhu billah, and I move on. Now, you have to understand who you are seeking refuge in. For example, if I'm going through, I don't know, financial state where I don't have a lot of money and I need a bit of cash, if I want to seek refuge in someone who can give me money, I have to know who that is. I have to make sure that he actually has the money to begin with. I can't seek refuge in anyone that I see and say, please help me, give me money. I am seeking refuge in you. It's like, sorry, but I'm in need of money myself. So when I need to seek refuge in somebody, I need to understand who that person is and what is he capable of. Can he give me what I need or not? Unless this ma'rifah, this knowledge, this knowing exists, then isti'adha itself makes no sense. Sadly, we seek isti'adha in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but sometimes we don't give ourselves enough time to understand who Allah is or what Allah is to begin with. Before we continue, let us take a short break and then we come back.
Rabbana.
A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
The bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifatu Sajjadiyyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana, Rabbana.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. You are listening to the program Bridge. So we said we need to understand who are we seeking refuge in. So al-musta'adhu bih. And we said unless we know who we are seeking refuge in, or unless we know who are we turning to, who we are seeking protection from, then the fruits will be a lot less. The benefits will be a lot less. So the more we know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more we get to know Him through His attributes. We have 100 names in the Quran, 1,000 in Dua al-Jawshan al-Kabir, and these are, the more you read them, it tells you the magnitude and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which gives you a sense of comfort that when you want to seek refuge in Allah, when you get in a stage or a state where you fail, everything around you fail to give you what you need, and then you say, you know what, the only thing that I seek comfort in, the only thing that can get me what I need is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, I turn to Him. And that's why even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, He says, as we will look at further, He says, when things go wrong, فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ, seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So before anything else, before we do anything, we have to constantly put ourselves in that state of isti'adha by knowing who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, knowing His might, knowing His power, knowing how much He can do for us. And then when I say A'udhu Billah, I know what isti'adha means. I know who I am. I know who I'm seeking refuge in. And then things will fall into play. Now, you don't have to, every time you say A'udhu Billah, you have to remember all this information again. No, but as long as you know it, as long as you have it in your system, as long as you've been through it, then isti'adha, it will make, or it will have a different meaning. It will have a different taste, a different flavor, not a word anymore. Every time you speak it, every time you say it, you could literally feel it automatically because you have the information that is required. Before we continue, let us take a break and then we come back, inshallah.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge, coming to you from IRIB English Radio. The fourth pillar that we need to look at is, what are we seeking refuge from? When I say A'udhu Billah, from what? I'm seeking refuge in Allah? From what? There are so many things out there. What am I seeking refuge from? Is there a specific thing, or am I seeking refuge in everything? Now, as human beings, we have the tendency to be scared of things we have no knowledge of, things that we don't know, or the unknown. We kind of fear, right? And there are so many dangers around us that we don't see, we do not feel. We live along amongst people, and amongst the people we have enemies, we have foes, we have people who try to harm us. Sometimes these people are not evident. We can't see them. We can't pinpoint them to protect and guard ourselves from. So that's one. When we look at animals, for example, there are beasts, there are animals that might harm you, like even snakes, scorpions, and so on and so forth. You don't know. Something could come and bite a person and he could die due to poison, for example. Even when it comes to plants, for example, some plants are in their nature, they kill you if you consume them. Some of them are very dangerous to be even touched. So even with the plants. When it comes to even stationary items, right? For example, a sword or a knife or an arrow and so on and so forth. These things could be very harmful. Again, sometimes there are other beings that live amongst us, like jinn and what have you, whether are celestial bodies or whether are elemental bodies. We have so many things in this world that we are not aware of. And they all could cause me and you harm. Unless we know these things, or at least we have them in the back of our mind, then I see A'udhu Billah by itself makes no meaning. So every time I want to say A'udhu Billah, I have to keep all this information in my mind. There are so many dangers from every living thing that I need to seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We'll leave it up to here, and we will continue in episodes to come. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Al-Musawi in the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهم، عشق و تولای تو را
یا سجاد.